Brian Houseworth at the Missouri Capitol with the Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz. First things first, special sessions underway about violent crime. 15 people shot since yesterday in St. Louis, as the governor pointed out.
Yeah, unprecedented what we're seeing going on right now. And obviously, I think this is something that's going to be helpful. In order to, again, get more law enforcement people on the street, I think is critical to address the situation. Again, we've got to see, something's got to turn this around.
What's this calendar tomorrow look like? Is there a hearing? Do you know?
Yeah, there will be a committee. Obviously, tomorrow we're going to come in, gavel in. We'll have refer bills to committee.
Sure.
And once that's done, then those committees can form. I think they're pending referral. They've got a hearing scheduled probably in the 12:30, 1 o'clock time frame. So the Transportation Public Safety Committee will be meeting and hearing the legislation. So at that time.
Final question on that. Are you optimistic that the bills, these crime bills, will pass during the special session fairly quickly, as the governor's hopeful?
I think for the most part, I think there's agreement on the majority of the issues. I think the residency piece is probably the one that's the most controversial, but I do think it's the right thing to do. And again, I think it's just going to take some time, and hopefully we can work our way through it and get that accomplished. Again, when we're 150-plus law enforcement officers short in the city of St. Louis right now, residency will help solve some of that problem. So it's like, how can we ignore that and ignore the crime that's occurring in that community and not try to address it?
Final question, totally unrelated but very important today, Medicaid expansion. You spoke today here at the Capitol against Amendment 2.
Yeah, again, I think when you listen, as what we, the appropriators, and balancing the state's budget, the concerns that we have is the same concerns we've had since I walked in this building in 2011. We've been talking about the expansion of it. It's the cost associated with it. And again, if you believe it's the continuing to let the federal government continue to borrow money, write checks, and send money to these states and expand Medicaid, then you're for this. But I don't believe that. I don't think it's fiscally responsible. We wouldn't do it. And I'm going to vote no because it's not the right thing to do. And again, when you have able-bodied people that can and should be willing to work, they shouldn't be on Medicaid population.
Anything you'd like to add?
No, I think we pretty much covered it.